This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 498 for Monday, July 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Monday, seeing follow-through selling after Friday's sharp declines. Canola down $3 to nearly $9, November down $8.70 at the final bell at $637.80 per ton. Speculative selling was a feature, with fund traders back in the market putting on fresh short positions. The November contract fell below its 20-day moving average, but did manage to uncover support, holding well above $630 per ton. Relatively favorable North American weather conditions were bearish, with sharp losses in the Chicago soy complex putting additional pressure on canola. European rapeseed was also weaker, but Malaysian palm oil was steady on the day. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while wheat moved higher and corn held closer to unchanged. Soybeans pressured by relatively favorable U.S. weather forecasts, with welcome rains and more moderate temperatures expected in key growing areas over the next week. The November soybean contract down 9 cents at $10.39 per bushel. A ruling by the U.S. Appeals Court last week rejecting a decision by the EPA to deny waivers from biofuel blending rules to smaller oil refineries was viewed as negative for soy oil demand, and that continued to weigh on soybean prices today. A lack of major export demand, along with the fact that U.S. farmers are still holding large old crop supplies, contributed to the declines. Corn, also pressured by the good U.S. growing weather, but managed to recover from earlier losses as gains in wheat were supportive. The December corn contract up 2 cents at $4.12 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of just over a million tons were up 7% from the previous week, with year-to-date movement of 46.7 million tons, up 34% on the year. Wheat underpinned by production concerns in Europe and the Black Sea region as prices corrected off multi-year lows. The Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in September at $5.91 per bushel. Kansas City 8 cents higher in the September contract at $5.53 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 7 cents in September at $5.31 per bushel. French soft wheat crop ratings fell to their lowest level for this time of year in 8 years, with only about half of the crop rated good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 29th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.